On this occasion, then, of the 50th anniversary of the Episcopal consecration of Bishop Mendez, I would like to talk to you about Bishop Mendez and the gratitude that we owe to him. Bishop Mendez was born on the south side of Chicago on June 3rd, 1907. His mother was a very devout Catholic woman. She was especially generous in her support of certain charitable works performed by the missionary sisters of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And one day, the Mendez family received into their home the foundress of this religious congregation, Mother Cabrini. Mother Cabrini is better known to us as St. Francis Xavier Cabrini, whose feast day we celebrate each year on December 22nd. But she came to the Mendez home that day to extend her gratitude to Mrs. Mendez for her kindness and generosity. The 9-year-old Alfred Mendez was summoned by his mother to come and greet the famous and saintly nun. And upon greeting her, Mother Cabrini tapped him on the head. And that tap on the head, as Bishop Mendez would say years later, left an indelible impression upon him. For he knew from that moment, he said, that he wanted to become a priest. And for his entire life, he maintained a great devotion to Mother Cabrini. In fact, I remember being with Bishop Mendez. I spent a few hours with him the week before he died. And in the course of a conversation we were having, I mentioned to him that I was born and raised in the Chicago area. The bishop was very delighted to hear that, and then he immediately began to speak about St. Francis Xavier Cabrini. And as he spoke, I remember seeing the tears form in his eyes. He told me the story about the day she tapped him on the head, and how that tap on the head was his call to the priesthood. He also told me that Mother Cabrini died in the city of Chicago in 1917. And that it made him very unhappy that years later, her relics were taken from Chicago and brought to New York. She was our saint, he said. She was our saint.